The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include R&B, gospel, roots music, outdoor dance, art, and a whole lot more. June Millington made history in the 1960s as the co-founder and guitarist of Fanny, one of the first all-women rock bands to be signed by a major label and dubbed as extraordinary and one of the finest rock bands of their time by David Bowie. Critics saluted Fanny's glam hippie vibe and compared the group to The Band and Little Feat. In the 1970s, June Millington's shift in focus resulted in her being labeled the godmother of women's music. Now, Millington returns to the stage performing two back-to-back concerts in Courtyard D at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. New York City R&B vocalist Emily Braden performs at the Foundry in West Stockbridge, Mass. Tonight at 7 p.m. Winner of New York City's Best of the Best Jazzmobile Vocal Competition. Braden blends heavy grooves and carefully crafted lyrics with soaring vocals and off-the-cuff bilingual improvisations. Braden is especially heralded for her boisterous live performances. Choreographer Catherine Galasso brings her latest work, Field Notes, Outdoor Dances for This 21st Century, a site-specific work for four dancers to the Apple Orchards at PS21 in Chatham, New York, late this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. Field Notes is uniquely conceived for socially distanced audiences, with spectators seated in pairs and oriented toward the performers. The fourth chapter of the choreographer's series of Iron and Diamonds, inspired by Boccaccio's Decameron, this new piece is in direct response to the current moment, conjuring a space of wistfulness, melancholy, and delight, acknowledging the weight of this unprecedented epic, yet without directly commenting upon it. Singers Danielia Cotton and Samra Evans bring their blend of jazz, soul, gospel, New Orleans music, and rock to the Stockbridge campus of Berkshire Theater Group for back-to-back concerts under the tent outside the Unicorn Theater on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. respectively. Danielia Cotton is a New York City-based singer-songwriter whose style is rooted in gospel, with an emphasis on jazz, soul, and rock. In 2010, Cotton was named Lilith Fair's R Stage Local Talent winner for New York City. Since then, she has shared the stage with the likes of Robert Cray, Bon Jovi, and Greg Allman. Samra Evans is known for her dynamic, soulful approach to jazz and blues, among other genres. Her style is heavily influenced by New Orleans sound, where she was one of the city's most in-demand singers. Husband and wife roots music duo Jay Unger and Molly Mason, perhaps better known as just Jay and Molly, bring their wide range of American music styles from 19th century classics, lively Appalachian, Cajun, and Celtic fiddle tunes, and favorites from the golden age of country and swing, along with their own songs, fiddle tunes, and orchestral compositions, to Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Mass. On Sunday at 2 and 4 p.m., as part of the Dewey Sessions Outdoor Series. The duo is perhaps best known for Jay's composition, Ashokan Farewell, which became the musical hallmark of Ken Burns' The Civil War documentary series on PBS. The soundtrack won a Grammy, and Ashokan Farewell was nominated for an Emmy. The piece was originally inspired by Jay and Molly's Ashokan Fiddle and Dance Camp in the Catskills. A Show of Hands, a group exhibition featuring work by 25 artists united around the themes of isolation and connectedness expressed through images of human hands, goes on view at September Gallery on Warren Street in Hudson, New York today and runs through November 1st. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.